The Pirates and the Brewers in Milwaukee. The Bucks have won 7 of their last 8 games at Miller Park. And boy, did they have a fun first inning.
Here comes Davies, and a bouncer hit back up the middle and to a diving stab by Arcia, and that's all they're going to get. The diving stab, Freeze reaches on a base hit. Give him an RBI. It's his 24th of the year. And the pitch. McCutchen lines one in the left center of base hit. 2 more runs are going to score. The throw from Franklin coming on. It's going to be way wide of home plate and allowing runners to move to second and third. And the Pirates get a couple of more. It's 3-0 Pittsburgh. Diaz and McCutchen are aboard. The stretch, infield playing up, the pitch. Hit to left and deep and big trouble, and this one is gone. Jose Osuna just hit a 3-run shot out of here. And the Pirates have a 6-0 lead and still only one out.
Andrew McCutchen, Nick Franklin with the solo home run in the second inning as McCutchen gets into one to deep left field and the Pirates get that run back. It'll be a solo homer for McCutchen. It's his 14th of the year and it's 7-1 Pittsburgh.
And the pitch. Pena sends a liner to left and caught. Diving catch by Frazier. And the Pirates take game 2. Final 7-3.
It was a nightmare first inning for the Brew Crew as Zach Davies gave up a 6 spot and the Brewers could never recover as they fell to the Pirates at Miller Park on Tuesday by a 7-3 score. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
And I think we could say every starter, you know, we talk about it on offensively, every starter's out there for the first time in the 5th day, you know, for 5 days. So it's, you know, the first inning counts. It's a big inning. So it's, you know, I don't think that's a, I wouldn't say that's it. The last 2 starts, certainly that's been a problem for them. You know, we came back and pitched 4 pretty good innings, I thought. And did a nice job. But obviously the first inning there was, you know, they put 6 on the board, and that's too much. We had a bunch of chances, and we had you know, the right matchups up there. We had Eric Sogard's up there, and Eric Thames is up there, and we had good matchups, but it just didn't play. And then, you know, it was a night where certainly we had runners on base. We didn't get the hit with runners in scoring position. We didn't get the, you know, hit with your just contact with man on third, less than 2 outs, and then the base running mistake in the 6th, you know, cost us a chance at a big inning, too.
Zach Davies had put together a string of impressive starts into Tuesday, but that streak came to a crashing halt as the young right-hander gave up 6 runs in the 1st, and the Brewers could never recover. Here is Davies sharing his thoughts in the aftermath of the Brewers' 7-3 loss to the Pirates on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the competitiveness that comes out right there. I mean, you have success in innings 2, 3, 4, 5, but you give up 6 in the 1st, and at that point, you got to hope your offense comes back and helps you out. But when you're facing tough pitching, you can't just rely on hitters to bail you out.
Zach, is McCutchen a little different guy than you saw last year? He's doing lots of damage.
You know, I got behind in the count against him in that first at-bat, and so he was able to put the ball in the outfield. Second at-bat, threw a bad curveball to him. Third at-bat, threw him pretty well, and he beat out an infield single. So, you know, he is having a good comeback year for himself, but every hitter can get out.
The Brewers try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Junior Guerra. He'll be opposed by Trevor Williams.